I would say that the farm is much more of a calling than occupation. We certainly aren't making any money doing it. We're actually having to pay substantially every year to work our 3,000 or 4,000 hours a year apiece. But we feel that it's really important to help people understand where their food comes from and how the choices we make with our food dollar impact the planet. On the farm, the division of labor is probably best described by my sister-in-law, Chris. She says, if it grows in the dirt, Danny takes care of it. If it poops on the dirt, David takes care of it. Taking care of animals has been referred to as animal husbandry, and it's really a pretty apt term because you're actually married to the animals. It's my responsibility as the farmer to keep them safe, to make sure that they have food and water and shelter, to minimize their stress. And a happy animal is a healthy animal. So if I do my job properly, my animals are going to go through their life and they're going to have one bad day at the end. And I think we should all be lucky enough to live and have only one bad day. The other thing is, while the animals are alive, I'm serving the animals. When their time comes for them to go to freezer camp and become meat, then the tables are turned and now they serve us. We feel like it's a privilege to be able to work with Mother Earth, with the soil and the plants and the animals. And it's instead of a job, it's more a position of stewardship. If you look at the tax records or you look at New York State, they say that we own our property. But we feel that it's really more of a sacred trust. We have control of this for while we're here, but we feel it's really important that we work as hard as possible to leave the land in a better position than we found it.